This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Holocaust gold, a looted train, and American GIs. We'll have that story first. This year, gay married couples in Massachusetts can file jointly on state tax forms. This for the first time, but there is this complication. On federal forms, they cannot. From member station WBUR in Boston, Athena Desai reports.
Jan Donnelly and Diane Felicio are draining pastel mugs in a cafe. They got married in Massachusetts a month after the first same-sex marriage licenses were issued. The state allows gay couples to file jointly, or as married, filing separately. But Felicio and Donnelly explain, because the federal government doesn't recognize gay marriages...
We filed married in the state of Massachusetts, and then as not married, as individuals, for federal purposes.
But then there was also the phantom return.
The phantom return they're referring to is a mock federal return their accountant made up to figure out state deductions that are contingent upon federal calculations. Some examples are excessive medical costs, health insurance, employee business expenses, and child care deductions. Again, Jan Donnelly.
To me, it's not so much the hassle of filing, but the reminder when we do file that we aren't equal. And now, to make matters even more, to accentuate it even more, we have a phantom return.
Right.
It's a ghost, you know, it's not real. So it's something to aspire to, but something we don't have.
CPA Lillian Gonzalez is the couple's accountant. Gonzalez says balancing different state and federal returns gets tricky because what benefits a couple on one could harm them on the other. Taxes, she adds, are a crucial part of a couple's financial planning.
Like retirements, IRAs. Oftentimes, can I make another person a beneficiary on my IRA, my partner, my spouse? So we have to talk about those issues because people plan their financial lives and the consequences are very, very important.
Accountants, lawyers, advocates, and the Massachusetts Department of Revenue are all telling same-sex couples to file their federal returns as single or head of household. There is an option on the 1040 for married filing separately. As gay marriages are clearly only recognized in Massachusetts, couples would be breaking IRS rules to file married. But if couples don't declare themselves married on a tax form, they're also lying. And when you sign a return, you do so under penalty of perjury. So Lambda Legal attorney Alfonso David advises couples submit a letter or documentation showing they've been legally hitched.
Some sort of attachment that states that they're legally married, but are selecting single because it is unclear whether or not they can elect married.
Lambda Legal and other advocacy groups want to see the law change. They acknowledge there's no chance that will happen before the tax deadline, but challenges could wind up in the nation's highest courts and potentially compel federal regulations. The IRS turned down NPR's requests for an interview. An agency spokesperson instead emailed a statement saying the IRS hasn't published any specific guidance addressing the question of filing status and same-sex marriages. But, quote, the IRS will follow the law as articulated in the Defense of Marriage Act, end quote. That act defines marriage as between a man and a woman. But there may be a catch. There's no way to indicate gender on a 1040 tax form. The IRS can cross-reference names and Social Security numbers to figure out a person's gender, but experts on the Internal Revenue Service say some other error on the form or a rare random audit would have to trigger that process. Former IRS manager Greta Hicks describes what the agency would likely do to a couple whose marriage isn't recognized federally.
Then the IRS would compute the tax as if they were two single individuals. And then there would be penalties assessed on whatever amount of tax, additional tax, was owed and unpaid on each of the single tax returns.
But at least one Massachusetts same-sex couple filed as married filing jointly, and they've already received their returns from the IRS. The agency would have 3 years to redress this if it discovers the error. And in that time, the movement to legalize or block gay marriage throughout the country is sure to continue. Tax filing won't be the last of the myriad financial issues to come up in the debate. For NPR News, I'm Athena Desai in Boston.